All right, welcome back. It is we're actually having Tech Tuesday on a Tuesday, and we're in person. I don't think this has happened in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. It's pretty regular.
You growing the hair out?
No, it's a haircut day. I am due for a haircut.
I am due for a haircut, too.
Yes. Well, your hair is a lot more. My haircut takes 2 minutes.
You're growing out ponytail length right now. for Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Again, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays. And Tech Tuesday here. How's your summer going?
Oh, it's going well, Brian. Going well. Enjoying it. Everyone's getting married. I'm having a fun time with the kids. And it's
wait,
crazy.
You got two of three married?
Two of three married. We had to watch the grand puppies this past weekend as the last wedding party went on their bachelor and bachelorette.
When's the third wedding?
August 20 something.
Mark Christopher?
Man, he's the best.
He mispronounced the name, though. You better go over that with him.
You know what? We all have our brain farts.
He was tremendous.
And I don't think anybody ever got off the dance floor. That guy knows what he's doing.
So, what is it about? What makes it? Makes him so good? You judge him based on how much people dance?
Yeah. If you're out there partying and nobody's sitting in their seat and everyone's on the dance floor, he's doing something right.
Does he talk at all?
He does whatever he does. I was usually having a couple of pops while I was dancing. So if he talked to you, maybe he did. I don't know. I was having fun. That's all.
That's so great. And yeah. The other thing is, because I'm an emotional wreck, and I even tear up when I think about giving a speech at my kid's wedding. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you got two down. How'd you do in the first two?
I didn't have to give speeches. No. My kids won't let me.
What?
They're smarter.
That's bullcrap. Don't you want to?
It was fine. It's one of those things where they had great speeches.
Feel it though. That hurts a little bit.
No, it doesn't actually. There's a lot of pressure, and I do tend to be a little more open and honest than my kids would appreciate. Right. So the best men did it. The maids of honors did it. My wife gave little speeches at their showers. So but we worked together on that little speech. So at least I had a little bit of input.
But I feel a little bad about that.
No, well, they just don't. They're Gen
whatever they are.
Yeah, they don't appreciate Gen X humor.
They also don't like being criticized or made fun of because they're so soft.
Exactly.
Rebecca's an outlier because she is tough.
Yeah, so I took no offense to it, and I actually appreciate it because it took a lot of pressure off me. I could just relax and not have to deal with that potential issue.
Just keep drinking beers on the side with your buddies?
Yeah, everything was good. I had no problem. Great. I mean, they know how much I support them, so.
That's cool. Well, wait, what's the date on number three?
I think 21st, 22nd. Don't hold me to it. There's so many of
August.
Yeah, there's
Holy
just so many
crow.
Happening that I...
And then you're done.
And then I'm done. Yes, then grandkids are coming at some point.
Wait, you had the dogs? What kind of dogs?
They're Havanese. We had three Havanese that we were dealing with, and they're lovely, but man, oh man.
High maintenance.
They're all Velcro, so...
Yeah. Anyway, that's Eric Semmel. We'll get to the issues. We got some great stories today, especially Eric can do more AI bashing if he wants to. We'll take a break here at 8:15. All right, Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays and Tech Tuesday, 8:20 here in studio when schedules permit. We have a lot of stories I want to get through. I actually, let's do this one that you sent extra first because for me, it's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So the Secretary of War is getting involved with regulations as it relates to businesses and cybersecurity. Why?
Yeah, so basically CMMC regulations. Security protocol a framework that manufacturers that made any kind of parts of the Department of Defense / Department of War had to follow, and they were going to have to be audited by November 10th to say that they actually followed the compliance. And they're realizing in the Department of Defense that you can't find manufacturers willing to spend all the money to get prepared to do this.
So none of them were ready to pass.
I got clients right now who are 80% making military parts that haven't even started. So
is it necessary? Is whatever was in place like
the primes are going to say if your SPAR score isn't a certain level, which is a score that actually regulates what you're actually at when it comes to that compliance level. If you weren't at that level, they were no longer going to send you the ability to bid on parts anymore.
Right, but did it matter to be in compliance? Does it actually help you be safer or any of that crap?
Yes. You wouldn't believe small business does its best to try to stay afloat, and they don't necessarily do all the technological things to be secure and safe. And so you wouldn't want, somebody to give you parts for a Raptor, let's say, and you're making it for whatever, Lockheed Martin, and you wouldn't want the Chinese to hack into your shop and then get access to that information.
So are these companies going to be potentially compromised or then making
They still have to follow DFARS, Brian. They still have to follow NIST 800-171. They still have to have a SPAR score. What has been paused is the
You just said three things that I never would ever know in my life.
A lot of Connecticut manufacturers understand. They're like, yeah, I know all about this. But you're right. You wouldn't necessarily know. But they still have to follow certain protocols that do have to give them that regulation status. They just don't have to get audited with the CMMC framework on the November 10th deadline. It's being paused. They're going to relook at the whole thing. This is really not a shock. And there is many companies that I've sat across from that said, you know what, Eric, I'm not sure if they're going to do this. And I kind of agreed that this administration would be one that would have less regulation. And they're chucking a lot of military stuff at people. So they need to have people to build the rest of the stuff again.
They do. But I have a headache now. So let's get to the fun stuff. Yeah. This Waymo story.
Yeah.
And first of all, you know, Rebecca was like, I was saying Orbeez. They're like Orbeez. Is Orbeez, right? Orbeez?
Yeah, Orbeez.
Orbeez. Okay. So these kids were getting drunk in a Waymo.
Yes.
Throwing 15.
Yeah.
Throwing crap out the window.
Yeah.
And Waymo called the cops.
Waymo called the cops. It's really kind of like futuristic. Waymo's got a bunch of cameras watching the cars to make sure you're not drunk inside the cars, you're not damaging the cars, you're not doing something you shouldn't be doing. And they're supposed to also check to see if you can reserve a car. You have to be 18 or older, except for like Arizona or something like that. You can be younger. And in this case, these guys were making some trouble. Waymo actually called the cops. Cops pulled up, guns drawn with a canine.
Jeez.
And these kids were like shooting stuff out the vehicle, like BB guns and stuff like that. So you could have gotten in some serious trouble. You could have been inadvertently shot probably. So Waymo is not playing around. So snitches get stitches, but not in this case. Waymo is actually snitching and saving their cars from damage and all that.
How about that it can actually do that and that the cops listen to it, which is another thing that's kind of interesting.
Just imagine how freaky it would be if it locked the doors and said, we're waiting for the police to arrive. You know, and that gets even.
That would freak me out as a kid.
Yeah,
the 15-year-old's like, get me out of here.
Exactly.
I'd be kicking the windows. That's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, that was in California.
Was it in California?
It California?
Probably.
Anyway, that's Eric Semmel, Tab Computer.
Yes, Mateo.
Computer Talk with Tab, 9/11 on Saturdays. This story, my wife works at a high school.
Yeah.
I have teenagers in college and high school, various stages. Academic integrity in the era of AI. The adults, they're like, well, we want to, you know, have kids have the skills and let's, you know, do this. And then the kids are like, everyone uses it, everyone cheats.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the Ivy League schools are not exempt from that part of the culture.
Yeah, Brown is dealing with a pretty major cheating scandal. And this is an economics class. The teacher had sent home a take-home test, which of course is designed to have you cheat, right? You're supposed to open up your book and figure out what you're going to do. You know, I contend it's a little lazy on the professor's part to actually have these take-home tests in the first place. But because of COVID and all this kind of stuff, they got into that.
Do you remember when a take-home test went, oh my gosh, I can look in my book?
Yes, we were so excited.
And then the internet came and said, oh my God, I can look on the internet.
Yeah.
And then ChatGPT comes to look, I can have somebody do it all for me.
Exactly.
What
and that's
a joke.
And that's what happened. The average test, I think, was like the average score was wild. It was in the high 90s.
Of course. You're an idiot if you're not getting an A in that.
Well, right. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating, right? Isn't that the old saying?
Well, so, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have taken that class.
The average score was 96%. So clearly somebody's messing around. And they actually ran it through some tests to see how ChatGPT would answer the questions. And it answered the questions correctly, but in a weird convoluted way that was kind of backwards to how the process should have happened, but it was the right answer. So the teacher's like, hey, there's something going on here. And they said, okay, here's what's going to happen. For your midterm, you guys had a 96. For your final, if you all get that same level of grade, I'll keep the midterm as part of your grade score to make sure that you're good. But we're going to take the actual test in the class. 18 kids dropped the course.
They dropped the course.
Exactly.
That is crazy.
Yeah, none of them got zeros. The average score was like 46.
I feel like the school might have done this on purpose to test the marketplace.
Well, this was the professor testing this on purpose to see how this is going. The university doesn't seem to care that much. And the way professors are compensated, there's not a lot of incentive, according to this story, for professors to even take the time to bother with cheating. They're only paid to do their lectures, and then when the lecturing is over, they stop getting paid. They would have to take their own time, God forbid, to actually figure out if they're cheating and seeing what's going on and actually have then the university take action. So clearly AI is playing a role. And as I've said, even with my GPS usage, I'm a GPS zombie. My brain is atrophied. I don't know where north or south is. These people don't know how economics works. So good luck hiring these guys.
Well, it's interesting because my son's going to business school, and we were deciding whether he should take macro or microeconomics, you know, in the first semester of his freshman year. And man, he's going to struggle. But I mean, I think we have to have the talk.
Economic. My son was an economics major at UConn.
I'm like, do not use that stuff for original work. Listen, there's like three other issues. Can you stick around for a few minutes, or you got to go?
My pleasure.
Okay, so let's do 1 minute here, and then we'll do some more at 8:40. I'll give you Bill Gates' daughter, Apple and AI, or energy and data centers.
Energy and data centers.
Okay, talk to me.
I typically don't, appreciate most legislation coming out of Oregon, but these guys have figured it out when it comes
to... Well, they probably don't like you because you call it Oregon, and it's Oregon, but that's fine.
Oh, really? Oregon? Tomato, potato, patata, Brian. They're going to actually charge data centers and crypto miners and anybody using more than 20 megawatts 30% more on their energy than everybody else. And they're going to discount residential energy by 1.3%. So this is something I've been talking about when data centers became an issue and all these people are against data centers. Nobody should be against the idea of data centers. They should just pay their fair share when it comes to the consumption, mass quantities.
You just said pay their fair share.
Correct. It does sound kind of creepy coming out of my mouth.
From taxation, it's just all it makes me think of.
But the taxation is not where I would ever go here. If you're going to consume mass quantities of energy, causing the rest of our energy costs to go up, that's not
totally.
It's not that they're selling Twinkies. If you're a Twinkie manufacturer and you want to buy a million Twinkies, Brian, they should give you a discount because the process of making Twinkies is cheaper, and they're going to sell a million of them to you, right? It makes economic sense.
Right.
Chewing up all the energy, so the rest of us have to pay more because you want to run some AI deal so the Brown University students can cheat on their exams.
Right.
If that's a viable model, pay for it.
You know, first of all, I think you're right. Second of all, but then there's that push and pull I can envision. It's like, well, we want these data centers built in our state, so we have to give some concessions.
For what? There's like seven people that work there.
Right.
Why do you want that? Yes, the construction is nice for the actual construction companies, but most likely, as in Connecticut all the time, they're bringing construction companies from out of state to build stuff.
The only thing would be maybe the property tax, relief for that area. But yeah, I mean,
property tax relief, not necessarily.
It should be done. I mean, Connecticut should follow suit. I mean,
many states. I heard Hochul said she's going to follow suit in New York to charge these folks, especially for crypto miners. I mean, Texas utilities was paying crypto miners to not run their mining rigs. So they would make more money not mining crypto when the crypto price was so low. What policy? Who came up with that idea? Yeah. Pay them to not run their systems? Just charge them more.
It's peak Eric Semmel right there. I love it. stick around. We got a couple other stories, including Bill Gates' daughter using, she's cheating in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
We won't give that too much away. And then this Apple lawsuit against OpenAI. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. We got a full house. It's awesome. All the mics are hot, by the way.
Full house.
We, of course, have Mike Price and Sandy Terenzi. We'll talk a little real estate. I just wanted to quickly go out the door with Eric Semmel because two stories, if we can do it really quick.
Yeah.
Bill Gates' daughter, she's a cheater.
It seems like she's following in her dad's footsteps when it comes to Microsoft. Basically, she had a purchasing app or a buying app. It was a shopping app that was actually doing cookie stuffing, giving her credit for the actual sales that wouldn't have given her any credit to happen. And she's acting like it's a bug. Of course, this is Microsoft playbook all the way through. And so basically she was caught. This has been going on since December of 2025, and she acted like it was something new. And so she's trying to get credit for purchases that were not made because of her.
Apple sues OpenAI.
This is big.
Yeah.
This is a big problem. They actually, Apple and OpenAI were having a really good relationship up until Apple noticed that OpenAI was stealing company secrets by hiring folks, actually had them bring in actual product to actually do a show and tell when they were trying to hire these members of Apple. And this is going to be a big fight, and I suspect OpenAI is going to be in trouble for what they were doing.
Well, they get a lot of issues about what they pull from in terms of information, but to me, Apple AI stinks.
It does.
Like Siri is the worst.
But this is so OpenAI can actually make their own hardware product. They're actually stealing Apple intelligence, which Apple does a pretty good job with hardware.
They do
a
decent job, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're having people come in and actually bring in the examples. So it's kind of nasty.
It's funny how AI stuff is now feels like the enemy, right? It just does, unless you're an investor. Great job, Eric, as usual.
The bubble's coming.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. No, the bubble is here. It just hasn't popped.
Good point.
The pop is coming. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab. Of course, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on WTIC and Tech Tuesday, Tuesdays at 8:20. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, as always.